Hi, I am Masa Khosiamela, journalist from Chisa Live. I am reporting to you live from the Feather Awards red carpet. I will be speaking to your faves about recognizing the importance of the LGBTQIA+ community.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa! La Cesar and Bonnie Mkhululi talk about the importance of the awards and its meaning in society.
The feathers are a day where the gays, the whole LGBTI community come together and we all just celebrate living in harmony in South Africa. Because, I mean, we live in Africa, and Africa, yeah, my country by Abulalana, because, you know, you're gay, you're lesbian, all of those things. So it's quite a privilege and honor to have a special day like this. And I give a big thank you to the organizers of Obuta, I mean, the Feather organization, Baby Joe, and all of those.
It's just about being able to acknowledge the LGBTQI community and what they've meant for me in my career. How they've made space for all of us to find our own voices in an industry that's not always kind. They've trailblazed when it comes to finding your own unique expression, your own freedom, and just showing up for what you believe. And we all need that encouragement. Now, essentially, that's why I'm here. You know, to say thank you. Thank you for doing that for us. They've done it for women, they've done it for men, they've done it for heterosexuals, they've done it for everybody.
Mzansi's favorite couple, Buntle and Pretty Ugly, speak about gay representation in society.
And their voices, do you think the gay community's voices are being heard, or is it going to take a long time for South Africans to accept?
Oh, I definitely think they're being heard.
Oh, trust me. I think no one's making any mistake of their voices being missed at all. I think it's just an interpretation and an understanding of those voices that probably will take time. But I think South Africa's moved forward in so many ways. We've moved from super quiet to super discreet to having such events that groom and grow multiple times every single year. So to say that they're not being seen or heard, I think would be a shame.
Mome, Nomsa Buthelezi, and Moshe Ndiki encourage gay South Africans to kick the closet door down.
Yeah, and your message to young people, young men or women out there who are struggling to come out about their sexuality, what would you say?
I think take time and do it when you're ready. I think it's always best when you're ready so that you know how to deal with the response. Because I don't think it's always great. You know, people will have different opinions, especially your family, but when you are ready.
Personally, I would say I was once in the closet for years, and I know it's not easy to come out, but once you feel the need to breathe again, you know, because I feel you're suffocating all these years, that is why we're saying you're in the closet. I'm just saying, kick the door and breathe.
More than anything, it shines a light. It's the time of the year where we can celebrate being queer. We don't have to be looked down on. We don't have to be judged. We are in such a safe space, in such a comfortable space. And Gendlela, you're about song, you know, we all go through the same struggles. We all go through the same victories. So,
Mizi, Ntlanhla Ncisa, and Percy Tlevazi talk about the difference the Feather Awards make in society.
Do you think that awards have an impact in society, though?
Absolutely. It's not a gay event for gay event. It's a gay event celebrating everyone that is pro-gay and that is inspirational in all the fields. They don't have to be part of our community, but they are a support system in our community and role models as well. I wish we get to a point where we don't have to explain ourselves, because anyone else wakes up and just become themselves. And I don't have to explain myself whether I'm gay or straight or bisexual or intersexed or transgender. I want to get to a point where I just wake up and just be me without an explanation.
But what I love about them, they don't only focus on the LGBT community, but what is affecting, you know, communities at large, including, you know, what's been happening in the country, the violence and the killings of women and the violence against our brothers and sisters from the African continent. So that's what I love about them. You know, they're here not only for fun but to bring out those issues and to try and tackle those issues.
Do you think South Africa will get to a point where not accepting but accepting the gay community?
It's not about accepting the gay community, it's about accepting yourself as a human, you know. If you get agitated by someone being gay, then the problem is not with them, the problem is with you. You know, like I said, sexuality is a personal thing. Sexuality, you know what I mean? If it was balu one or two, say I was kuluma, then why not? Do you know what I mean?
It's clear Mzansi Celebs came in their numbers in support of this prominent annual event.